podcast that we're going to do about wrestling and not video games. Maybe wrestling video games.
We could talk about 2K 16.
No, I'd rather talk about like the N64 one.
Or WCW NWO Revenge.
Or WWF SmackDown.
Fuck SmackDown.
It's fighting words.
This is what this is about.
So we're going to run through. We all went to Raw this week in Everett.
That was cool.
That was cool.
It was fun.
And then we're going to run through the next two cards for the next pay-per-views. NXT TakeOver Brooklyn.
Woo!
And then SummerSlam 2015.
Four-hour event.
Four hours is ridiculous.
It is.
They're going too long. They're doing too much for advertising now. But whatever. We got 4 hours of this shit. So, I don't even know.
Well, it's going to be their, like, advertising their own stuff, because it's on...
It's on the network, yeah.
They advertise their shit on their network, which is weird. And they have a special, which is essentially a 30-minute promo for their main event. So, dude, I don't even know if it is their main event.
Whatever.
But, you know.
Well, I guess this is a way to show that they have value in the network. Oh, look, we're doing 4 hours now. And it's exclusively on the network or whatever.
They're trying to make another WrestleMania.
Yeah. Which is supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's what SummerSlam is.
And now this is their extra way of doing it, make it an hour longer. I don't think there are more matches, though. Or maybe there are.
Well, they have the special star event, right? So you have Stephen Amell there.
Yeah. Right.
Red Arrow and Green Arrow.
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So Raw. I think we actually got pretty lucky with this Raw, in that it wasn't terrible.
I think it was actually much better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Did you watch the TV take, by the way?
A bit of it.
Because we did a... Serge and I did a watch back on his DVR, and the greatest part about Raw was edited out of
TV
cut.
Wait,
it was
one?
Pretty ridiculous. So, like,
what do you say is the best part of that Raw?
No, just in general. So, like, for example, you know when the Owens Cesaro Orton match?
Yeah.
When Owens turns it on and he starts jumping over the ropes, all that's edited out.
When they go to commercial. When the crowd went nuts and went fight Owens fight.
They went to commercial there.
Out.
Okay.
And how he was going crazy after that.
So is every Raw actually great and we just don't see it?
And
quite possible.
When the crowd went, we want Sasha.
Oh yeah, edit it out.
And that part where she just turned it on.
When she got tagged in the second time, and she was in the match for like a good 10 minutes, about 6 minutes of it was not in the show.
Wow.
Yeah. And then
that match did take a while to get turned on though.
Oh yeah.
And in Bree's defense.
Damn right.
Bree was the one that saved it.
Bree mode.
Bree mode, get fucking decked. I realized I'm a terrible host. I didn't say who's with me.
Oh, that's right.
Dal's back.
Oh.
Dal from our Gamescom episode. And new longtime friend.
Surge.
Surge, if you ever got a Game Over Nation button or sticker or have stopped by King's Hardware in Ballard.
Yeah, Ballard.
And seen a Game Over Nation sticker there. I don't know who put it there. That's vandalism. But... he created it.
Yes.
He didn't put it there.
I might have.
I don't remember who put it there. And I think one of Ryan's friends put a sticker in Houston, in a Hooters in Houston.
Perfect.
Ryan's friends really like Hooters. It's uncomfortable. Everywhere. I'm bringing this up again. PAX South, we could have gone anywhere on the Riverwalk for lunch.
Hooters.
So one of Ryan's fucking friends just goes, let's go to Hooters.
Because why not?
And no one was like, how about no?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes total sense.
But
all the places. let's go to San Antonio or whatever, right? And let's... Hooters. The perfect place for us to eat. No.
No.
Not that nice cafe by the river. Hooters. Let's get some wings, beer, and see tits. What the fuck?
Hooters makes me so uncomfortable.
Why didn't you veto that?
I tried. Believe me, I tried. But everyone there thinks they're actually taller than me, which means they have a bigger...
So they alpha you.
Yeah.
Like, fuck no, we're going to Hooters. We're going to go see some tits. What the fuck? Hooters is such a weird place.
Hooters is...
I don't get it. But whatever. I digress.
Yeah. Wrestling. So... We got one of my favorite mic bits from Rollins.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
that scene, I think.
Do-do-do-do.
Yabba-dabba-do. that whole thing, like, that, Javi doesn't watch too much nowadays, yeah. and after that, Javi was like...
He became a believer?
Yeah, he was all about Rollins.
He's like, yeah, that guy can do it.
Yeah, yeah. Even the Kevin Owens segment, he literally came back and bought a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Javi yeah. won and got a t-shirt. But I was a little disappointed that John Cena wasn't actually there. They were kind of hyping it up, but what we got was fine.
Yeah.
I was just ready to go, like, ironically insane.
Ironically.
Ironically insane. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be John Cena is my wrestling hoobastank.
Forever Cena.
Yeah.
Forever Cena.
Yeah.
Like, one thing about that promo in general, when you're watching on TV, a lot of the corny kiddie parts, like, we might have taken that if we watched that on TV. Like, the whole lips over Cena's mm-hmm, face yeah. as very stupid.
It's like a little too much.
But I think live, yeah. it comes off so much better.
Okay.
I think Raw in general, live is a lot better than it is watching.
Because you TV. Don't hear the commentators.
That is true.
It's so much better that without commentary. Oh, yeah. Commentary sucks.
It is nice.
Fuck you, Cole.
But you do get, like, you do get spoiled on, like, when people are coming in because you can yeah. see the camera guys getting right up next to, like, the
yeah.
big old logo. Because, there was the Big Show, Miz, Big Show, like, running in on Miz TV thing, which made me sad because people started chanting, you should retire, which as I, whenever I bring that up, it makes me sad. I don't disagree with it, but it makes me sad.
But in defense of that whole segment, Big Show did it well.
Roll with rail.
He rolled with it yeah. really well. He's like, oh, you want me to retire? Someone needs to retire yeah, me.
Find someone to retire me. No one can retire. And then
fucking Ryback. Fuck Ryback.
So what happened that made people really like Ryback?
I don't know.
He won. Okay, so as far as I'm concerned, before he won the belt, he came back, and it started, I think, Survivor Series, when it was like Team Cena against I don't know who, and Ryback was like, oh, I have the big guy. Fuck. Dumbest nickname, by the way. And, you know,
he you can't be the out. Big guy if you're not the biggest guy on the roster.
He's pretty big, though. He's pretty big. Wide.
But it's really, really bad. He came on and he was, like, acting as a face, which was really, really strange, I thought. And for some reason, people liked him. And he's never really very good
he's on not, the mic. No. And he's not very good in the ring.
I feel like the turning point for him...
When people realize they really like to say, feed me more.
Well, not only... Well, that whole
that,
thing...
That was a good... That, that's a good catchphrase,
you know? Yeah. But there was a point on Raw where they made him talk about his life, and they try to turn him face, super mm-hmm. face, and he talked about how he read the book The Secret, and how it inspired him on the power of positivity. We'll get to that later. but, like, how he...
Dog-ear that.
But, like, how it uplifted him and stuff like that. And ever since then, they tried to make him, like, a face that just, like, oh, I'm this guy that's going to be... beating people up for the good of things. His best role was him being that monster strong heel destroying people. Yeah. Because
I want to rip you apart. And chances are, because I'm a bad wrestler, I actually will hurt you doing this.
Two sides of every story.
I
love you, CM Punk, but two sides of every story.
I was going to say.
He missed the table.
Slow your roll.
How do you miss a table?
Shit happens. We don't know the stress these guys are under. Do you see what happens? These guys fall left and right all the time. Yeah. That was
just blacked out for a bit and threw them onto the concrete.
That's dangerous.
How many times have you seen people trying to land a move on the announcer table, and for some reason their rib kind of slides off to the side and just lands really awkwardly, and you feel like they're going to break a rib or two? Mm-hmm. That fucking scares me.
Yeah.
Wrestling in general is scary. Like, I think we all, for the listeners listening, we all just got back into it super hard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we all, like, were gone from a collective.
Tell us how hard you got into Serge.
Oh.
What did you get recently?
Oh, my God. Okay. So, I realized, at least I'm going to go with this story.
Okay.
I realized everyone else was coming just as hard as I am. And then I had to show them who the champ was. And the champ is here, His name is Sergio Rodriguez, and he bought the WWE World Heavyweight Title replica. That thing retails for $430, and I had to let these guys know that the motherfucking champ is here. No denying it.
I have a John Cena shirt and that is now discontinued, and a discontinued medallion, so you can't get those anymore. You can still get your belt. Tell me what's more valuable.
Shut your mouth. All right, I'm the champ. I don't know why I got it. It was as much of a... this doesn't make me sound like a super douche. As much of this was an impulse buy, I kind of regret it.
Of course you do.
But...
No, he doesn't.
But you don't.
I have like a 8-pound belt that I can just...
You just...
Show up and then like...
You have to bring that everywhere now.
And when chicks come over, I'm like, yeah, I was in the WWE for like 2 months and I won the title. And she'll believe it. That's what's gonna happen. Because this body shows that I was a wrestler.
I mean, you could be the guy that Gravity forgot.
Oh, yeah.
Neville.
The real Kevin man. Owens. Like Kevin Owens. We kind of have the same body type. You mean he's kind of a little bit more round, but I'm close.
Kevin Owens is real big.
I love Kevin Owens, though.
Yeah. But Ryback, he's... fuck Ryback. And so, okay, what also bothers me a lot about Ryback, how he became champion, was so anticlimactic.
It was weird.
Yeah. Of the big beef was, it was Elimination Chamber, it was like that four-way that got crazily fucked up. But they were really pushing Ziggler, because that was like when he and Lana became like the team, which is, I don't really like anyway, but so you kind of expect Ziggler to be the one of the last remaining people in that Fatal 4-Way.
Nope. No.
And then, like, after that, it was, like, Sheamus and Ryback, I think.
Yeah. Like, you guys like Ziggler too much. He can't be anything.
No.
I feel like the WWE knows what smart fans, smart marks like.
Yeah.
And sometimes on purpose goes against what they like. No joke. Because they want to show,
if
like,
they give us everything we want, then
yeah,
we get bored.
But it's also, like, no, our way is better. Like, that's why you have...
No, my way's better.
You know what I mean. Like, what's your way?
My way
Becky
is...
Lynch
the...
on every
yes. I was just about to say, everyone walks up to Becky Lynch music.
So, speaking of Becky Lynch, how do you feel about her situation right now?
I was very defeated at Raw when she didn't fight.
Well, the entire of... Do we call them PCB or do we call them the Submission Sorority?
The Submission Sorority, because that's their fucking name. Look, Google that, guys. At work.
No, at this point, if you Google it, you're just going to get the news stories.
That is true.
But
they wrestled all of the Raw prior to the one we went.
I don't care. That doesn't make it okay that we didn't get to see Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman's fantastic, and I was sad that we didn't see Paul Heyman.
But like, I had my Powerpuff Girls sign like flying when they... Because they hyped me up. They were like, please welcome Paige! And then the Paige music fucking kicks in, and I'm like, I'm worried I'm gonna fall off our balcony. I'm like, going crazy, because Paige was like what got me back into wrestling. I heard about her on a podcast, like, that's where I heard about NXT. They're like, Paige is fucking killing it there. Like, women's wrestling is actually being taken seriously now. Oh my god. I was like, oh, this is great. And so I started, like, checking out, like, YouTube clips and stuff. I was like, oh, okay, maybe I'll get back in. I didn't fully... That was, like, dipping the toe.
Yeah.
So, like, I really like Paige a lot. And then Charlotte is Charlotte. Like, Charlotte's cool.
She's great.
Yeah, she's great.
You know?
But then, like, Becky Lynch, like, stole my heart after the Sasha Banks match.
Sasha.
Because, holy fuck, that's, like, that is the top three match of the year.
Sasha. Did you realize the person who made the match was Sasha Banks?
No, the person who made that match was Becky.
It was a nice...
It was like a 55-45 split.
I think it's the other way, but whatever. Sasha's the best. She is the boss.
Sasha's great. I really like Sasha. But that being said, Becky didn't wrestle. Becky came in at the end and, like, I don't know, threw someone out of a ring and then also got tossed out of the ring.
Yeah.
So she was the one that had to awkwardly climb back in to stand up with her team. While Sasha and Charlotte and Paige were standing there tall. So Becky Lynch has been getting the fucking shaft on Team PCB Sorority.
PCB Sorority. That should be it. So, like, if people didn't know, those three, Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch.
Charlotte. and Sasha Banks all got called up not too long
three
ago.
Three of the four horsewomen.
Yes. Bayley still in NXT.
Yeah.
Now, part of that happening is because so many things are happening in women's sports in general.
Oh,
yeah. You have Ronda Rousey being a monster.
Ronda Rousey, the Women's World Cup blowing up.
And what was the other? There was one more that was crazy big, which shows how big it was because I forgot.
Tennis match?
Tennis.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Women's tennis. Serena Williams being a monster and everything she does because she's great at that. So WWE, jumping on the bandwagon, has to bring up three of their four best people from their developmental. Yeah. But two has stood out. Charlotte, the daughter of Ric Flair. So that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Sasha Banks because she's the best.
The two NXT women obviously. Champions.
Gabe's favorite.
Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
Has not had a singles match broadcast live or on SmackDown. They have never walked out to her music.
Yeah.
Not once.
They did it to the Bosses.
I know they fucking did it to the Bosses. You don't think I keep track of this?
I love her.
I do too.
Like, I do feel like they need to do something with her. I hope all this stuff breaks up as soon as possible. Because they all need to do their own thing.
Yeah.
And she'll be better off alone, because then she can be featured.
Yeah.
But as of right now, this is good for the division. You know, they're actually getting time.
Yeah, like right now, I feel like they could split up. Like, Charlotte can be on her own right now.
Yeah.
If Becky is on her own right now, they'll
fuck it up.
Probably. Like, it might also be, like, an opportunity for her to, like, show, like, hey, I'm actually, like, a really good wrestler. Like, this one guy thinks I'm better than Charlotte. That's me. But what I like is that Paige is being, like, kind of bringing them together.
She's the glue.
But then what Sasha Banks is doing is bringing up the talent.
Isn't that crazy?
Like, they put Sasha Banks alone with the two, like, existing WWE women's
champions. Well, first, there's
wrestling.
WWE is not the greatest when it comes to racial relations.
And what?
Hulk Hogan. Even though not WWE, whatever. Now, Sasha Banks is a mixed race person.
Yeah.
They put her with the two black women. Huh. Go figure. Two black women were already on the roster. Okay. Sasha's there now. The person from developmental is the one bringing them up to, like, everyone's level. It's really weird how they will never put faith, I feel like. And it's a shame.
In
any of those women by themselves, unless Sasha does something, because she's the only one that has, like, star power, I think.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, the way WWE kind of sets up most, like, people of color is kind of, like, almost set up to fail. Not, like, almost necessarily on purpose. I don't doubt that it could be on purpose, because Vince McMahon's a total fuckwit, but, like, you look at the New Day being pushed as, like,
oh, yeah,
everyone's gonna love you guys. Go out there, they're gonna fucking love you. Then, like, just falling flat.
Yep.
And then New Day turn it into, oh, we're going to be the power of positivity, but just, like, fucking pick away at people's brains little by little. So each week, like, more and more people like New Day. Because I remember when I think, like, Fastlane came
around. Everyone hated
New Day.
And I was like, who are these guys?
Did you watch the debut of the New Day?
I don't know if I watched the debut.
It's not good.
It was a total train wreck. It was so bad.
But I remember asking, like, what's their shtick? And Serge, you were just like, he's fucking bad. Kofi is being brought down by these guys.
Well,
and now New Day is like, when New Day's out, we're fucking ready.
We're ready. We can't wait. We want to see what Biggie does and says. Yeah, we want to hear
what
fucking
Austin Creed, Xavier Woods.
Oh, I don't think anyone has gone from, like, bottom to here as fast as Biggie did. Like, out of those three, like, Biggie is the biggest gain.
Yeah.
Because holy shit, he's so good.
Xavier Woods got a bit of a slump run when he was pushed to Raw.
Yeah, but he wasn't a thing at first, you know? This was his first thing.
So you're saying comeback.
Biggie was something.
Oh, yeah, he
you
was.
Know? He was the Diesel to Ziggler's Shawn Michaels at one point and fell flat on his face because
you can't.
Who knows?
Yeah.
They don't know how to book people. Yeah. That's what it is. But in this, he shows his quirky personality, and yeah, it's the best.
He's got the fucking moves. He's dancing. Yeah. Hi, Dogen. Jingle your collar closer to the microphone, please.
But yeah, he's great. I like him a lot. Kofi is showing that he can be a good heel. And everyone didn't believe he could be a good heel. That's one of the things they held
him. Yeah. For a while, all I thought they could use Kofi for was Royal Rumble. Just could do the handstands and spot. Run on the barricades and not touch the floor. Okay. First time I saw it, that was amazing. Yeah. Second time I saw it, cool. Third time I saw it, I think it was in the chair. I was like, cool, you're giving him props now. I'll watch you in a year and see what you can do next Royal Rumble. That was all Kofi Kingston.
Yeah, Kofi. Kofi's a great talent. Yeah. I like Kofi a lot. Yeah, I like all three of those guys a lot.
His color scheme was Jamaican themed.
We won't talk about his Jamaican days. Jamaican me crazy. Yeah.
But how do you think they're gonna... So it's the Divas Revolution right now.
Yes.
Which is another thing they need to fix because NXT, it's women's.
Yes.
So now it's being leaked into NXT that it's Divas. I don't like it. Paige doesn't want it to be Divas. Yeah, and Paige is like,
I don't think it's going to change.
It's not going to change for a while.
The WWE believes a lot in Paige. She's like a judge on Tough Enough. She did the Austin podcast. So it's obvious she's on Total Divas.
Yeah.
So they obviously believe that she's a good face.
And for if the she doesn't want it to be Divas, fucking change.
Exactly. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
But they made Diva a different word in their vocabulary.
Yeah.
But the problem is, the main world doesn't hear Diva that way. They hear Diva as their
Bratz doll.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're the worst prototypical type of woman.
Like, yeah. And, like, you compare the two of, like, the superstars and the divas.
Yes,
like, superstars sounds like fucking, like, gladiators. Like, people that statues are made of. And then divas, they're, like, strolling through the mall.
It's terrible. Like, for a long time, it feels like WWE felt like women, the way they should portray women is that all women are crazy and they all need to hate each other. There was no athletic thing to it. It was just, let them jump into a match and pull their hair and throw them each other
around. There was a lot of minutia and subtlety to bra and panties match. You just couldn't see it.
That was the worst era.
That was like a 3 or 4... How long did those last? That was a while.
That was like probably from 99 to 2005.
Even like when I was a stupid young kid, I saw that on YouTube. I was like, this is fucked up.
Yeah, this is terrible.
Yep.
Like,
what's that mud match?
Oh, no. Forget these matches.
We can just scratch
that.
Look at the future.
Going back to old days when I used to really watch, and now I'm back, but freaking back
harder than ever.
Yeah, I guess. Did you realize how much innuendo was in all of wrestling back then as a kid? Did you realize what was going on?
Yeah. No.
And then you
knew a little.
I had no idea. I had no idea.
The only reason I knew a little was kind of there is because of the Right to Censor.
Oh, Right to Censor. Gosh. I was falling out at that time. Yeah. Yeah. See, so he has a weird perspective on things.
Because
he watched the wrestling when we weren't watching.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, from like
1999 to 2005.
Yeah, see that I didn't watch at all. I had no, like, I don't know rapper Cena.
Oh yeah.
I don't know Brock.
I don't know.
I don't know original Brock Lesnar.
I don't know them.
I don't know the time when Kurt Angle became like bald head and like super strong, ankle locking everybody.
You weren't there for Eddie Guerrero.
I wasn't really there for Eddie. I knew Eddie from WCW
back
then, and Eddie was amazing then.
And can I mention his name, or are we not allowed to?
You can't say his name.
What, Benoit?
Bring back Benoit!
Yeah.
Can say his name.
Yeah, Benoit.
The guy existed.
Yeah, I'm not redacted. Trying to, you know.
Redacted.
It's just going to automatically get beefed out.
There is the return of HBK.
Yeah, I didn't see any of that.
Yeah, that was all me.
What are we even talking about at this point?
I don't know. We just went back. When we were watching.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But anyways,
how do you think they're gonna? How long do you think these teams are gonna last? These women's teams are gonna last.
Two more.
Maybe once Nikki doesn't have the belt anymore.
I think it's gonna end pretty soon because Night of Champions, someone has to fight her.
That is true.
And there may be like
when's Night of Champions
next pay-per-view.
Oh.
So there may be dissension to try to go after her at that point.
How many days has it? Will it be that she's had the belt at that point? God.
I don't want to talk about this. So
that's what it, that's I, it is. That is what it is.
Probably going to pass.
So let's see.
It, she is.
AJ has AJ Lee, the beloved AJ Lee.
I loved AJ Lee.
I miss her so much.
It, when AJ Lee cared, it was great. When she didn't care, which was very easy to tell, it was still okay. It was better than most.
Yeah. But I think her reign is coming up probably in a month now. It's close.
It's like 40 days or something.
Yeah, it's something crazy.
Which might be why I didn't have her defend the title at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Just
let's see, Michelle. Let's see, here we go.
Because AJ's is like 297 or something.
295.
295, okay.
And Nikki's at 266 right now.
Okay. So Night of Champions might line up.
Night of Champions is September 20th. So.
Yeah, it lines up. All right. Let's get ready. Becky Lynch.
Sasha Banks.
She already has a belt.
She's going to lose it.
Yeah, but Becky hasn't had a belt yet. She deserves it.
Can I just
go back to NXT?
I wanted that, like, for a brief moment. I really wanted her to beat Bayley.
Do you think, so if she does beat Bayley, do you think Sasha Banks is going to be the second woman to have both the NXT women's?
I'd be so, oh my God.
Oh my, and I didn't think of that. Oh shit, that would be good.
And then,
that would be really good.
And if she would legit be the boss.
That would be really good. Talk to me later.
So, you guys don't see the expression on my face right now. My mind just blew.
We never thought of this.
Oh my God.
We just assumed, like, for the past few weeks.
What if Sasha Banks becomes the Divas and the Women's Champion? I would cry.
You're crying right now.
It's the best. That would be the best. Oh.
That would think be that
would be the legit boss.
She is the legit boss, motherfucker.
No, I'm just saying it's
and like Bayley beating her. I don't know. Right now, doesn't seem right.
Yeah, not yet.
I think Bayley needs more of her run.
Yeah, so do I. I feel like as much as I like Bayley, she's great in the ring.
We can just skip over to NXT now.
Yeah.
Since.
So yeah, before we get there, how did Raw end? I forgot.
Raw?
We didn't even talk about
Sheamus tried to cash in.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but we're like 30 minutes in and that Raw doesn't matter too much. Yeah. We had a good time.
Yeah, it was a fun time.
Yeah.
So NXT, Takeover Brooklyn is next Saturday.
Yep.
Right?
22nd.
Yeah. It's the show before SummerSlam.
Yeah.
So it'd be in the Barclays and they actually sold it out.
Yeah. It's like 13,000, I think.
That's crazy.
That's not surprising.
But to think about it, that's like a minor league show.
But you think, like, they got Kevin Owens, who is major leagues now, coming down. So, like, they have that audience leaking into.
Yeah.
Do we want to include Jushin Tiger Liger?
Yeah, that's pretty huge.
Yeah, like, that's international crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a legend.
Going against Tyler Breeze.
Tyler Breeze.
Like, Tyler Breeze has been there a long
time. Prince Pretty.
So.
We have, I want to say Samoa Joe, because he's big in terms of in the wrestling
Indy.
World.
But
TNA. ROH.
And people love Baron Corbin.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Baron fucking Corbin. What a bum.
Yeah.
Like, that's what scares me about the future. The guys that they're trying to develop on their own are like Baron Corbin.
Because Dusty Rhodes isn't there anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know how much Triple H is spending.
Because if Baron Corbin's their idea of the future,
that is not looking
good. That's not good.
Because we were talking about this earlier of NXT. This is like when NXT needs to show.
They can still.
Because this is their biggest event ever.
That being said, they're also placing a lot of faith in Tyler Breeze.
I don't know if Tyler, like, as much as I like Tyler Breeze, I don't know if he'll ever get called up.
He's going to stay in NXT forever.
He's never going to
He doesn't have a main roster gimmick. Even though I love his gimmick, it's great for what it is.
The staff of WWE as it is would never bring that onto the main roster.
I would love it, but yeah.
It would be great. Like, maybe in, like, a Cena open challenge type deal.
And Tyler Breeze comes out.
Yep. Yeah, and, like, that would be great. but he will never be a main roster guy.
The problem with Tyler Breeze, they say, he'll turn into like Adam Rose if he goes gets called up. And Adam Rose got shuttered into obscurity.
But he's facing a legend as Tyler Breeze.
That is true.
Like, that's what boggles my mind.
It depends what happens.
And, okay, so I've been watching New Japan, and the way they're treating Tiger Liger is a little weird. He was in a dark match, was a 4v4, and then Maria did the whole, like, seducing thing. Or was that, yeah. And then he sat on the side and just commentated with his mask on.
Well, he's also, like, 50 years old. He is. He's in his 50s, right? Yeah.
Yeah. He's like,
jeez, I didn't know that.
He's the Undertaker, but cruiserweight.
Yeah. That's a nice comparison.
He belonged in the era of Japan wrestling when everyone would name themselves after anime characters. You would love it.
Why would I?
Anime!
Shut up, Crunchyroll.
Yes.
I know you have a subscription. I don't even have a subscription.
I canceled mine.
I have one.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck yourself. So, next match after that, well, at least how it's listed, we got Sasha Banks and Bayley, which we talked about a little bit.
I'm still thinking about how that
what
world
I just literally
would...
just blew your mind with.
Yeah, like, what world that would be where Sasha Banks has both belts, because that's like... That's perfect.
Yeah, so, to... I'm not sure if I should, like, get your hopes up.
Mm. No spoilers.
No. But Bayley having her hand still being injured could be a factor in them deciding to be like, well, if she can't defend this for a good period of time, she's gonna, like, you know.
No, like, I mean, I think Bayley's really good, but...
She should eventually be the champion.
Oh, yeah.
I think she needs more of a run. Yeah. Like, more of a build-up.
She does loses. I'm gonna feel really bad for that girl who gets first row seats.
Oh, she's great. Oh, that actually makes me so happy seeing her, because, like...
She gets so excited. Because
you always see, like, little boys looking up to the superstars.
Yeah.
And there's never...
A girl.
Never, like, little girls that get, like, that idol to look at. And seeing, like, that girl, like, screaming for Bayley, like,
it's so great. Match.
And you can always hear her.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Get up, Bayley! I'm like, oh.
Bayley goes to her, hugs her all the time. It's pretty great. Bayley is a great character. They need.
Yeah.
I wish there was more women like that portrayed. That they're not all.
Yeah.
Either asshole
Which,
women
again,
or cat,
kind of
cat
clashes
or steampunk.
Yeah. But it
kind of there's only one, and she's perfect.
But again, it kind of clashes with the word diva.
She's totally not a diva.
Yeah.
No.
None of the girls that...
Well, Paige is the anti-diva.
Yeah,
that's, like, why she got called up.
None of the women who've come up are really in that diva mold.
No.
The diva mold is more what they were trying to do with, like, the models
Is the Bella Twins.
Yes. The Bella Twins are better than that, though.
Yeah. They actually care.
They've gotten better.
And what's her name? Eva Marie?
Eva Marie is a diva.
That's the total diva.
That
but
is
now
what
she's
the diva is.
In NXT. She hasn't fought since that, like...
Just that one night.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Eva Marie is that diva mold. That's probably their last new person that's in that diva mold. But yeah, Sasha Banks with NXT and
that's how
title
I want
would
this
be
to
amazing.
Go. That's how I want this to go now.
And then we have the dubstep.
Oh, God. Blake and Murphy.
I don't give a shit.
They are so disappointing to me. Like,
I don't give a shit about NXT tag team.
Yeah, neither do I.
Yeah,
like
Vaudevillains or Blake and Murphy, I don't care.
Yeah.
I just I just want Alexa Bliss to get away from that.
I do like Alexa.
Because I haven't actually seen her do a single.
She's like 5'1" though.
She
looks really tiny to a lot of people.
She's the Rey Mysterio.
Though it's been hinted that the Vaudevillains would be getting a assistant of sort.
Blue Pants.
Is it?
I don't know.
We can hope.
Yeah.
It'd be cool. I mean, she got a t-shirt, so...
Yeah.
But, the Vaudevillains, whenever I see them, I'm just like, this wouldn't look good at all
something
in person.
Something
that and just their gimmick of, like, it's black and white
I like
goes
that
away.
Gimmick.
Yeah.
But I don't like their finisher. It's really weak. It's like a rumbling, tumbling kind of...
So is Ascension's, though.
No.
Ascension's, back in the day, that was a great finisher. He just copied... old team's finisher, but whatever.
But, you know.
Anyway. Beyond that. Then you have the import match.
Just in Tiger Liger.
Well, we went over that.
Yeah, and Tyler Breeze.
Tyler Breeze.
Finn Balor, Kevin Owens.
In a ladder match.
Now that
in a ladder match.
The fact
match.
That it's very good that it's a ladder match because that makes that like changes it enough. Because everyone knows that Finn Balor's gonna retain.
Yeah, kinda has to.
Like Kevin Owens is not gonna
win. Coup de grâce from the top of the ladder.
Fuck.
Jesus. That would be crazy. But like
don't fuck that up, Finn.
So though so this is NXT TakeOver Brooklyn. It's their biggest show of the year. That match has to be like fantastic.
I have no doubt it will.
I hope so.
I mean, Kevin Owens isn't gonna go. I hate this stupid country and all the people.
That was pretty fantastic.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
But my fear there is that Owens has a match the next night.
So they might take it like easy,
and he might not go full bore. You know, because this is a brutal match.
Oh yeah,
like whether it's you know planned or not, ladder matches there is so much. Ways you can mess up
and things to go wrong in the next 24 hours.
Yeah.
And on the big stage.
He's going to be sore in the morning.
Yeah. So I don't have any doubts that's going to be a good match. It's definitely going to be good. But I feel like it has to be like a show stealer.
Yeah. And then there's. I mean,
if you're looking at this card, really. Yeah. The women's match would be good.
Did we talk about Baron Corbin?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We didn't. Yeah, it was in passing.
We didn't go over. We just talked about how we don't like Baron Corbin.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Samoa Joe's in NXT, and like, I don't know what they're doing with him.
Nothing's happened.
No. Yeah.
Because his original storyline was he would come in and cut Kevin Owens off.
Yeah.
But Owens left.
Perfect time.
I know, right? That they totally screwed that one up.
Yeah.
Because that would have been cool.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
Because they are the two men that gravity forgot.
Truly forgot.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Like, if Baron Corbin goes over, and if he goes over big time, I think I'm done. I think I'm done. I'm
going to
retire the belt before I get it.
Because NXT has lost a lot of its big name talent, not only to getting pushed up, but also Serja, Hideo Itami, and... Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Hideo Itami's back in the next few months, maybe. Sami Zayn not until the end of the year.
Probably next year.
Yeah, like, I mean, he won't be back this year. Yeah. So I meant to say. And now three of the four horsewomen are gone.
Yeah.
Maybe Sasha Banks retains the title.
Probably not. I've been saying this for a while. Apparently in the indie scene, do you notice? Like there's another legit group that called themselves the Four Horsewomen. I don't know who they are. I've seen them. They're in the indie scene.
I haven't heard of that at all.
I'm not that deep.
Yeah, I tried to find like a subreddit that I could follow to like keep up with like weird little wrestling stuff.
The fucking callous. I've been watching every promotion.
Damn right.
No.
So
I found a subreddit called like Squared Circle or something, and it had like some good things on it. And I was like, I wonder what the top post is of all time. And then clicked it. It's just Hulk Hogan is not a bad person. I was like, well, okay, so this is the crowd here. Goodbye.
God.
Well, all right then. I tried.
One thing that's not listed on their thing, Apollo Crews.
Oh, yes. And who he's going to be fighting.
Yeah, we don't know.
Is he even going to be fighting? Or is he going to be there?
He said he's debuting.
Match. Okay.
So.
Is it a debut match or a debut?
He's definitely debuting. I would assume.
He will be there.
He'll have some kind of confrontation, I feel like, with somebody. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Another big indie star who's come to NXT. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So,
even though his name is weird.
It's been made known that really well, in fact, if you watch a lot of his like sneak reviews and stuff like that, he's been really good friends with Solomon Crowe.
Yeah, I know that. Because he came up on the indie
show. I don't know how to feel about Solomon Crowe.
Another one that's another big indie guy.
He's so...
weird.
Chunky, like...
What does he do that's really good? Because every match I've seen, it's been like, that's not bad.
Yeah, his thing is like he's a spark plug. Like he can.
He's got funny hair.
Yeah, he has funny hair. Yeah, Solomon Crowe's.
He had a weird returning gimmick.
Yeah, the hacker gimmick that didn't really go off.
Like computer hacker.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, that's why his entrance is like that.
Oh.
It's not a test and not a joke.
I mean, they. It's smart of NXT to take a couple of big indie names like CJP and CJ Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And I've looked into a couple of their stuff. It's pretty good. In fact, it's one of the reasons why I'm actually watching a lot of Ring of Honor now. But since Global Force is now a thing and a lot of people are doing really fucking well in ROH, I wouldn't see themselves going anywhere. with the exception of TNA, because that's a sinking ship.
Stupid TNA. Yeah. I don't mess with TNA.
Smashing Pumpkins will save TNA.
Any promotion that's named TNA, I completely disagree.
I'm amazed they are still around.
It's ridiculous. Now, as much as there's been great stuff on there, change your fucking name.
Yeah.
TNA?
Yes. Well, I know it's Impact Wrestling or whatever.
But there's another Impact Wrestling.
Is there?
Yeah. And they're both...
Do some research. What's up with these wrestling companies that are doing their research? Submission Sorority was a known porn thing. If there was another Impact Wrestling, why are you calling your promotion Impact Wrestling?
And here's the funny thing. Gosh. Because they're still technically TNA, both Impact Wrestling is signed to Global Force Wrestling as an attachment alliance.
It's retarded.
I'm sure there's a porn out there called TNA, so.
Oh, yeah. Full circle.
Yeah.
So that's basically NXT. We got SummerSlam.
SummerSlam. It's a big show.
Oh, big show.
Didn't even mean for that.
So, the women's match.
The
Divas Revolution match. Team elimination.
Three-way tag team, yeah. Triple threat, whatever the hell you want to call it.
I always liked the concept of elimination tag teams.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's too many people in this match.
Oh, yeah, no, but the idea of elimination in tag teams foreign.
The thing I really don't like is that it's all of them at once.
So it's Team Bella.
There is only one women's match in the four-hour SummerSlam. The now four-hour pay-per-view.
Hopefully it's at least 15 minutes. Hopefully.
It should.
You know?
It's got to be longer. It's got to be a 20. Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
That's pushing it.
20?
But... It's Team Bella.
Now that I said that out loud, it's like, wow, there's no way.
To be fair, you could justify it with an elimination.
Yeah.
They could.
We'll see.
There's nine people wrestling.
But let's get to this Team Bella thing. They all have names, right?
Team Bella, featuring Alicia Fox.
The Bella Twins and Alicia Fox.
Why Alicia Fox? Why does she
She's a good wrestler, though. I do like Alicia as a wrestler.
Did but you see that fucking dropkick? I think it was at the Raw we went to that Naomi gave her that looked very real.
It looked violent.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my goodness. Like,
oh, that was not a bump. That's some whiplash.
But yeah, she's good at that. Yeah. She's like flexible, so her moves look impactful, and when she's in a submission, it looks good. And then you have Team Bad, which is Naomi, Tamina, and the best, Sasha Banks. You know, she's the boss. She's the best thing ever.
No, she's the only thing that's good about that team.
And Team PCB.
PC capital B. Bold B.
Paige, Charlotte, and...
Becky Lynch. Yeah.
Becky.
If they come out to Becky Lynch's music, I will freak.
It will never happen. No,
it's Paige.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to win that match?
Though, this could happen. If Becky Lynch does win the match and pin someone, they could play her music.
Oh, yeah.
So, disarmer for the finish. A disarmer to get the last person out. It's the last two people in this match will be Charlotte and Sasha Banks. I feel like that's almost certain.
And Sasha has to win because she's the best.
And no, Charlotte will win because the Team Bad hasn't gotten shit.
If you guys haven't noticed, I am a little biased.
What?
Sasha Banks is the best thing ever. I should have wore the glasses.
Just giving us all an epilepsy test. Like, Serge bought shutter shades so it could be like Sasha Banks, except they light up at the bridge.
Woo!
So it's
blinds
it
you.
Right in your eyes. There is a strobe light
if
going.
If you have a history of epilepsy, please do not look at me.
Do not look at him or wear these.
So we think...
I think Charlotte wins it.
And so Team PCB.
Team PCB sorority.
Okay, I can go with that. Kevin Owens of Cesaro, which I think may steal the show in terms of match quality.
Both. Depends on how the ladder match goes.
Well, there's no ladder match on this show.
No, I mean the night before.
True.
So, it comes down to two things, in my opinion. If Kevin Owens wins... It's easy, because he's not won the past two pay-per-views, and this would be a spark for Cesaro to do a underdog fighting comeback.
They can get, like, a feud thing going.
Yeah, and if he loses, that's fine, because Kevin Owens had a ladder match, and he would use that as his thing and be like, yeah, well, you got lucky.
Yeah.
Which
Kevin Owens needs to win a match.
Yes, Kevin Owens needs to win.
I don't think he will. I think Cesaro's winning.
I think Kevin Owens is going
to
win.
But I want Kevin to win.
Because it's almost becoming a point where when he shows up, he's either walking.
Walk Owens, walk.
Yeah. Or, I think this is really stupid, when, like, Randy Orton would make fun of his weight.
Yeah, that was stupid.
That was, yeah. It's not even like a cheap shot. It's not even.
It's like, you should be honoring me. You see the shit I do.
I love his response, though. Did you lose? Did you gain weight? No. I didn't.
Nothing witty, just no.
That was pretty great.
Yeah. So, there's that. I completely lost my train of thought. But yeah, so like he definitely needs to win this match to prove.
So, the reason why I think Owens needs to win is because they debuted him strong. He beat John Cena.
They debuted him on an exclusive.
Yeah.
Pay-per-view.
They debuted someone about as hard as they can debut Kevin Owens.
And then after that,
it's been rock bottom.
Yeah. It's been nothing. Now, don't get me wrong. Every match he's been in,
it's great.
He shows that he's a great wrestler.
The second John Cena match was not great.
It was good, though.
It was like half of it was the same as the one before.
That was because I kind of ruined it for him because I literally pointed it out. This is going to be step-by-step the same thing as Elimination Chambers because people who don't have
the network couldn't watch it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then Gabe just lost it because he's like, that's the Brainbuster. I was going to do that.
Yep.
And he called it out.
And it's like, oh, now Kevin's going to miss the fucking, moonsault. Senton?
Is that what it was the bounce-up moonsault. Yeah.
And then he misses that, and then it went into
STF.
No, he didn't tap at the STF. He tapped at the STF in the last one. Yeah,
I think it was a senton.
I don't know. I don't like to remember.
Senton to the knees and then AA.
One thing I want to bring up. I don't like the kicking out of finishers so damn much. Like, it's supposed to be a finisher for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like everyone.
It needs to be a bigger thing to kick out.
Yeah, like, I feel like everyone kicks out of each other's finishers multiple times in matches nowadays.
That, and you should kind of sell it a little. And John Cena needs to fucking do the AA the way he used to do the FU. It's not a fucking toss. It's a fucking grab him by the neck.
John Cena's finishers suck in general, dude. Yeah, he doesn't do anything right.
I know.
His STF doesn't cinch it on unless he breaks his nose.
So, I was going to show Gabe this. The lethal injection, do you know what that is?
I don't know what that
is. Jay Lethal's finisher? Mm-hmm. Do you know when you like throw like Lucha Libres to the ropes and they do the handstand and they bounce off the rope and they go back on their feet? He jumps up, grabs you by the neck, and does a straight down stunner.
Yeah, but you can't do that's not, that can't be a normal thing.
that's the thing. That looks 1,000 times better than John Cena's springboard stunner.
John Cena should just never do a springboard stunner
John
again.
John Cena's just not athletic enough to do things like that. He's a great athlete.
I think John Cena's a fine wrestler.
Yeah.
I don't think he's 15-time world champ good.
Which he is.
He is really fucking ripped. Like, if you watch
He looks bench, the part. He looks like a goddamn action figure. He looks carved out of marble. But mic work.
Go back and watch Rapper Cena.
I remember Rapper Cena.
Yeah.
John Cena is like as good as his opponent is these days.
Yeah.
So if you pair John Cena with someone like Sami Zayn, someone like Kevin Owens, it's gonna be a good match. Someone like Cesaro,
yeah,
it's gonna be a good match.
Put him against Kane, it's gonna be a shit show.
Yeah. Like you
don't shit on Kane.
Kane's the man, but not anymore.
Oh yeah.
Was the man.
Kane can keep doing movies because it's been a great time while he's been out.
Were you ever there for Kane?
Which Kane? Because there's been about 8. Which phase of Kane are we talking?
There's only 3 that matters, in my opinion.
Corporate Kane.
No. The
original Kane.
The original Kane.
Okay.
The Brothers of Destruction Kane, and the Kane with the Canaanites.
Oh God. He has this thing. For Kane, you know, when Hulk Hogan had Hulkamania, The Rock had, the people, and he swears This is Kane's best promo ever.
It wasn't his best promo.
Oh, God.
But it was pretty fucking funny. That was the time when, like,
Kane and the Canaanites?
Yeah.
Kane actually talked, I have my Canaanites, and we're gonna, I'm like, oh, God.
It was around the time when, like, goofy people show up, like, the Hurricane.
What if Apollo Crews is wrestling Kane? We didn't think about that.
No!
Like, the Hurricane was great.
Okay.
I think original Kane is about as best as it got. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah, brother of Undertaker.
Yes.
Like, their feuds and shit. Oh, I'm afraid of fire, Kane.
The best match.
We can stop talking about Kane now. I want to bury Kane.
Stone
in
Cold
the
Triple
dirt.
H versus the Brothers of Destruction was one of my favorite matches.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Fuck Kane. I used to love Kane, not anymore. Let's get out. Let's go on with this.
Dig out of this Kane.
So,
Stephen Amell and Neville.
Before we go there, who's going to win?
Owens. Kevin Owens.
Yeah, did we say?
No.
I want Owens, I think Cesaro.
I say Owens. I want Cesaro, I say Owens.
You want Cesaro?
You want Cesaro? Interesting.
The fuck is wrong with you?
I have a KO t-shirt.
I don't mind whoever wins,
but
I want Owens to win. I actually think he will win.
The reason I want Cesaro wins because, like, no disrespect to Kevin Owens, Cesaro has been in there for a really long time. He needs something.
He's got the Cesaro section.
Yeah. And it's everywhere, apparently.
That's a win for him.
Next match.
Stephen Amell and Neville.
Stephen Amell.
Also Aka, Green Arrow.
Yes.
And the Red Arrow.
Against
Stardust.
And King Barrett.
Respect for Stardust, though, that Drax Shadow bit.
Yes.
Was just perfect.
Speaking of Drax Shadow, better tagline than half the roster.
Maybe all of the roster. Don't fear the darkness, fear the shadow. It's like fucking chills, man.
I was like, oh my goodness. Why is that better than everybody? It's like a 7-year-old kid. Damn. Yeah. But Stephen Amell on Raw last week, we didn't talk about that. He was one of the better celebrity appearances on Raw.
Oh, yeah. I was impressed.
Yeah.
Because I thought like they'd maybe do like oh, I push you in the face, oh, I slap you back, and then just like a stare down.
Yeah.
But no, it was Stardust pushed him. Like, gave him a little face shove, and then Stephen Amell jumped in the ring, speared him, and then started, like, hammer fisting. Yeah.
He did a clean jump over the ropes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Very
yeah.
athletic.
Did you see his segment being removed from Raw? Because he mentioned, I'm not even sure if it's because
of because of the WWF?
Well, it was during the commercial.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Oh, okay. Because that was funny. It's like, oh, people aren't going to hear that.
Also, I know we don't want to talk about 2K16. But he might be featured as a DLC.
Okay. That's fine. We'll see.
So, like, respect Stephen Amell because, you know, he's clearly a wrestling guy.
Yeah, he likes wrestling.
He tweeted at Edge after the match saying, hey, sorry, I stole your move because he speared Stardust.
Respect.
So, like, I'm curious how this... I'm excited for this match. Not because I necessarily think it will be good because I don't give a shit about King Barrett.
I don't know why you hate him so much.
He's so boring.
It's not
the
his
best
fault,
thing about King Barrett coming out is the music going like ba 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 ba
boom.
There's cool music.
I missed it when he turned into Bad News Barrett.
That was supposed to send them away. That was supposed to be the death of Wade Barrett. And he made it work. People actually started liking
I didn't like that too
Bad
much
News
either.
Barrett, right? I missed Nexus.
Yeah, Nexus Barrett.
We shouldn't talk about Nexus.
Yeah, whatever.
Everything related to the
how
Nexus fucking burn.
How they screwed that up. But we didn't even talk about the real man who gravity forgot. Neville's in this match. The true to life action figure.
Yeah.
This match
squeezes waist, his arms go out.
Who WWE will not really have him talk much.
Because he can't talk.
He actually is okay. He's better than Baron Corbin.
Oh, gosh.
And they gave that fucker a microphone.
Oh, man. The problem with Neville is that it sucks. He's in a big man's world and he's tiny.
I think that's better for him.
It's great for him, but he's never going to like elevate to like world champion status. He'll get the Intercontinental belt once in a while. He'll get the U.S. belt once in a while. He'll never be a world champion because he's tiny. It sucks.
I don't really think about it. I'm not even like thinking about that at this point. Like, it was just like... Is this guy good to watch?
He's great to watch.
And yes.
He's one of the most exciting
Neville,
guys on Raw.
Neville, if it is a dying event, if it is a slow-going Raw, Neville will pick it up.
Yeah.
And, like, I have never seen someone be pushed as hard as Neville was pushed.
Oh, yeah. And his moves are, like, it's impressive every single time.
They're easy crowd pleasers. Yeah. Everything's a flip.
But I kind of wish he would do a little something different. The biggest change of pace that I had from Neville was him going against Austin Creed in Rocket League. Shout out to Up, Up, Down, Down.
Greatness. I didn't watch that. I should watch that eventually.
Yeah. And by the way, they both don't use ball cam. I'm not sure if they don't know how to use ball cam or just
you toggle. You always toggle. Yeah.
Yeah. Depends on the situation.
No, they don't ever use it.
That's just pro.
So back to the match. Obviously who's gonna win this? It's gonna be Mel and Neville.
Yeah, no one.
Yeah, there's no way.
But to be fair, the one person selling this entire match is Stardust.
Stardust is great.
So
this new Stardust gimmick is
doesn't hurt.
Because he was gone for so long.
Well, part of that.
Goldust is
that and the Stardust Goldust storyline just getting blown up by that botch.
I can't believe you fucked that up.
Yeah, now whatever. Yeah. We'll not talk about that.
But the one person I think will get hurt in this booking
is Barrett. Barrett's been hurt ever since he won the King of the Ring.
Yeah.
He hasn't won a meaningful match since the King of the Ring.
His King of the Ring gimmick is terrible.
Whoa, shame. He's not the first one. The only one who kind of did it right that had some sort of like
King Booker
is King Booker.
Yeah.
And then Triple H and the King of Kings, but that's when
when the King of the Ring meant something. Yeah, the King of the Ring hasn't meant something in a while.
Yeah.
And he comes out with a plastic crown and, like, an iParty staff.
Do you know who had a better staff or a scepter? R-Truth with his plunger of water in it.
So, Stephen Amell, Neville, wins the match.
I'm really excited to see what Stephen Amell can do.
Oh, I'm going to be very excited about the next match we're going to talk about.
I'm going to do this in a specific order. We have the Los Matadores versus the Lucha Dragons.
Okay.
Versus the prime time players.
No one can see it, but we all did the hand.
And the New Day. New Day rocks. So, now, I'm a little disappointed it's a four-way match because I'm not a big fan
who of gives a matches, shit
right
that's so
it
dumb.
Should have been primetime players versus New Day. That's
it
is.
Lucha Dragons and Los Matadores are not
they're in the match to make it fun to watch,
and I think they're also in the match to make it so you don't really forget that they exist.
Yeah, I can see that.
Where's the Ascension?
Because
they screwed up.
Yeah,
I was watching Up Up Down Down, and I found out Victor was the last person to be from the Heart Dungeon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So how does someone go from the Heart Dungeon to NXT champions who were dominating?
Yeah, they were good.
To
what they are now.
What they are now.
So. Yeah, whatever. So it's going to come down to, even though it's a fatal four-way, it's going to be New Day
and Primetime Players.
Does New Day retain get their belt back?
No. Primetime's... I think New Day's good without the belt.
Yeah.
I think primetime players having the belt is...
It helps them.
...better for the tag team competition of... If New Day had the belt, no one would care about anyone else.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, New Day is rising real fast. Like, they might need to, like, fuck up the so they can, like, slow down the game.
Yeah.
Because there was a whole lot of New Day rocks going on at Raw.
Yeah. It was definitely more New Day rocks than New Day sucks.
Yeah, and primetime players, like, they're good.
Oh, yeah.
But I think the belt gives them that extra bump to make, at least, like, in my interest level, seeing them against the New Day, that kind of, like, evens it out.
But they have the bark.
What? Is that what it's called?
I don't know what the fuck. It's the gator call.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, we went over this. Yeah.
We all just call it a bark.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That's what it sounds like. But
it's like gagging.
Okay, so I'm going to take a little break and ask you one question. Because if the New Day isn't going to win the belt, or
there's no way the other teams win.
No. Yeah. No. But
they might as well be invisible.
If they're going to go after a different belt, do you think WWE is ever going to bring back an old belt?
They can't at this point.
What belt do you have in mind?
Cruiserweight. Or even, like,
It's not.
How many belts do they have right now? They have Intercontinental, US.
That's one tournament belts right there. I think there should be only one secondary title.
Really?
Yes.
I don't mind that. Have you guys ever seen Afro Samurai?
Yes.
Because there's the number one and then the number two headband. And you can only challenge the number one if you have the number two. And I think that could be an okay system for wrestling. Okay. Everyone's going after the number two.
Okay. So we have the Intercontinental, US, Tag, Divas, and World.
Yeah. Not like TNA, where you can just deck out Kurt Angle with six belts.
He had two of the tags.
We don't need to go over that. Yeah.
But, like, when you were watching, how many belts were there?
There was too many. There was the European title.
There was the
hardcore title. There was the Intercontinental title. There was the tag title. There was the world title. That's it. And the women's. So six.
Yeah. It was only when they had fucking WCW, and then after that, maybe the brand split.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like there's not enough cruiserweights to make a cruiserweight division viable. That's the problem.
See, in my opinion, no, I don't think that's the case. I think it's not selling the cruiserweight belt as a legit belt. That was WWE's problem, in my opinion.
I think the belt situation is fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because, like, since they have three, they have the heavyweight, the U.S. and Intercontinental, that gives, like, three different groups of competition, because there's a lot of people on the
Or maybe
roster.
It's how they sell their belt. Because I look at New Japan, they do such a good job with the IWGP.
And, like, somebody could climb the ladder of starting out getting one of the lower belts and then just, like, making their way up to get, like, the heavyweight. Because, like we said, we could see Neville getting that, like, Intercontinental.
What's the second belt right now? It has to be the U.S., Cassina has it.
Yeah.
I guess.
It needs to be the Intercontinental.
It should be.
Yeah, I guess because it only because Cena has it makes it seem valuable, but
Ambrose tried doing it.
It's only been Cena and Rusev.
Let's say Cena loses it to
Seth Rollins.
Well, let's not get there. Let's say in general. Let's say he loses it to Neville.
Becky Lynch.
Yes, Becky Lynch is the new U.S. champion. And let's say...
Oh, my dreams come true.
Who's the Intercontinental? Ryback, right? Ugh. Whatever. Who is... I guess Ryback's the bigger guy, right?
Against Becky.
No, I'm just... God damn. Forget Becky Lynch at this point. Ryback, let's say King Barrett, has the U.S. belt.
Okay.
Who is the bigger star?
Him or Ryback?
Yeah.
Ryback.
Why?
Because the people like him.
Okay.
See,
So the belt doesn't make it? You think the person makes the belt?
I think that an argument can be made for that. Okay. I feel like those other two... So there's top of the pile heavyweight, Seth Rollins. And then U.S. and Intercontinental are kind of just like...
Depends on the situation.
Yeah, like they're just kind of like different pools. And then they can cross over into like the other one like we're doing with Cena and Seth Rollins. So they can be like a belt for belt challenge.
Because if you talk about like the person making the belt, well, I guess WWE doesn't hold its memory very well. So like Nexus Barrett, where he was going seemed like he was going to be a fucking world heavyweight champion.
Yeah, and they messed it up. But let's not talk about the Nexus.
Yeah.
No, we don't talk about Nexus.
Real quick, do you think it's going to be Big E and Kofi?
Oh, yeah. That's the team.
And then Xavier Woods is the hype man.
Yeah, and Xavier...
I think that's the way it should be.
Yeah. Xavier will come on SmackDown probably once in a while to be part of the team. Yeah. He'll never be the Raw team guy, because that's what people watch. But yeah, it's Big E and Kofi.
Yeah.
Next match.
Wyatt family versus Ambrose family.
Boy, has Dean Ambrose saved Roman Reigns.
Well, it's not Roman Reigns' fault.
No, it's not.
Why the fuck would they try to push Roman Reigns by having him beat Daniel Bryan?
That was stupid.
That is the biggest mistake.
Do you know what it sounds like? Baron Corbin versus Samoa Joe.
Oh, God, no. Don't compare that.
But, you know, whatever. Let's...
But that's just one man's opinion. Yeah. But yeah, I was thinking about that this week. I was just like, why didn't people hate Roman Reigns so much? Because right now it's like it's a lot better. There's still a lot of booing. It's still at that Raw, there was a lot of booing.
I was one of them.
You fuck. but, like, if you're trying to push him, have him beat the shit out of, like, Sheamus or something. Yeah. Or so, King Barrett.
So, I think it was just kind
of... But when, like, Daniel Bryan is right on the edge of going to another WrestleMania.
You can't have a guy you're trying to push beat Daniel Bryan. He is way too loved by, like, every segment of the crowd.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter who you like. You like
Everyone Daniel likes Bryan. Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. So, like, that's not the guy you beat.
No.
You don't make Daniel Bryan lose.
And, like, I guess maybe they tried to have it be, like, Daniel Bryan approves because they, like, did the little handshake after. And, like, you better kick his ass next week.
But that's not.
No.
But to be fair to Roman, that match was good.
Oh, yeah.
That match was good.
It was very predictable at the end.
Yeah, and then the next match was WrestleMania. And I think we all agree that was a lot better than we thought was going to happen. Roman showed a lot in that match, too.
Yeah.
So Roman's been having good matches. It's just... He got shoved down our throats.
He wasn't doing enough on his own. He wasn't, like, he's not standout.
Yeah.
He doesn't have, like, a spark to him other than he's got, like, dreamy eyes.
I still think he has a little bit cross-eyed.
Doesn't stop them from being dreamy.
I think it's, like, a certain angle kind of thing.
But, like, another problem with Roman, I think, is that he's still a Shield guy. He hasn't broken away from
I like that. He's I like that it's maybe he's still holding on to that. And then he paired up with Dean Ambrose. So I was like, maybe they were kind of going for a Roman still wants to be with someone angle. But wait, they also tried to push him on as his own guy really hard.
That and
also, maybe it's the longest con.
And also, Serge really wants him to be heel.
Yes, I want him to be heel. Because he's naturally arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not... That's not a bad thing.
Believe that.
You know, exactly. Who wears the big watch? What time is it?
It's Roman Reigns.
Oh my god, that was a great promo.
Oh man. If he just like comes out with like a big old Flavor Flav clock on, it just says, YouTube. Both the hands just say Roman Reigns.
If you're into wrestling, you don't know what we're talking about, YouTube Roman Reigns NXT promo. That's what will come up. It's pretty fantastic.
He's in a big old like suit. Oh, it's great.
But Roman...
as I was saying, him being paired with Dean Ambrose is someone who everyone...
I love Dean Ambrose.
Everybody, no, like... I don't give a shit about his lunatic fringe thing. He's just
like
fun.
I don't like that name. I don't know why you like it. Dal, I don't know why you like that.
I think to some extent.
If he was just the lunatic, I think it'd be fine. The lunatic fringe is another word you don't need in
I think lunatic fringe is a better name than just the lunatic.
Yeah, I do too. But I just don't think that's what he should be.
Yeah.
You know? He's like...
We just bought his fucking t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, I did. Because it's Ambrose Asylum. It's kind of cool. Anyways, but this might be a little bit blasphemous. He's kind of the modern day... I see a lot of Piper in him. A lot of Piper in him is, like, in his mannerisms. His promo ability is not there.
No.
Right? But, like, the way his brawler style... And how he just approaches things is a lot of Piper.
Like, self-sacrificial.
He did kind of give a lot of attributes
and
stuff like that. But my one flaw with Dean Ambrose is he needs to stop doing too much of the rope.
The lean back.
Slingshot.
Yeah, slingshot.
Like, it's cool it's once in a while.
It's every match. Yeah. It can't be every match.
That's how all the damn wrestlers are nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so we see it in every match, right? So I went back to watch some of the old wrestling stuff that I used to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this stuff is really, like, rigged
beyond,
like, my memory.
Yeah.
And you don't remember, because you only remember, like, the finishing move and, like, the spear that Edge did off the ladder on the ladder match or the TLC match, and like that was crazy. But you don't remember how they got to being on the ladder where Edge could fucking...
It's so telegraphed. Everything is telegraphed. Yeah. But that's the fun of it back in when you're a kid. You don't, you know, you believe everything.
Yeah, believe that.
God.
I was waiting for that.
Hit hard.
Hit hard, hit often.
Stupid Roman Reigns. But
Wyatt against family. The Wyatt family, Bray Wyatt is maybe my. It's like him and Seth Rollins are like my two favorite.
Which, by the way, for all of you who are listening, Gabe didn't know that Bray Wyatt was Husky Harris.
husky hair, because it was a great transformation.
There was someone sitting near us. I think you guys were too far away. He was on the side Javi and I were sitting on. When Bray Wyatt went off, someone just screamed, "Husky!"
That's pretty great.
Yeah. It could be a UW.
But yeah, Husky Harris.
But Bray Wyatt is Bray Wyatt is like a full, total package. I feel like nowadays there are wrestlers that could be these Hall of Famers and these people that everyone remembers, but they aren't written into shit.
Okay. I was like, you were talking big game right there. You said Hall of Fame and all that stuff.
Like, I think there's a lot of talent that's just not being...
It's wasted.
Yeah. Bray Wyatt is at the top of that pile.
The problem, his promo work, I think, I think it's great. It's some of it, a lot of it is nonsensical.
And it goes nowhere.
Yeah, exactly.
That they did such a big build up to, like, him fighting Ryback.
Yeah.
And then he beat Ryback, and, oh, this is dumb.
That's but it.
Fuck
the thing is, he doesn't really have anyone to compete with on the level of, like, promos.
Yeah, but, like, the problem, I feel like, is that, like, I don't know, Bray Wyatt has his own thing, right?
Yeah.
And not to compare him to The Undertaker, but he's kind of a guy that's
I think bigger that's than fine.
Belts
and He stuff. Was comparing himself to The Undertaker.
Yeah, so yeah, exactly. So, like, he doesn't, Undertaker never needed a belt to be who he was.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like they're trying to make Bray Wyatt an entity that's just bigger than a belt. He could just be a wrestler.
But, like, okay.
I've never thought about Bray Wyatt with a belt. It doesn't need to be there.
But
I think the biggest missed opportunity with Bray was getting, back when they were inducting people into the Wyatt family. Are you talking about
Bryan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was...
They messed that one up.
That was monstrous.
That could have been something.
That could have been amazing. When they brought Daniel Bryan into the Wyatt family.
And it was literally lasted a week.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
they brought him in.
He wore the jumpsuit.
That was like the monumental Daniel Bryan leads the whole crowd through the yes chant.
Yeah.
At the Hell in a Cell.
He was Daniel Wyatt for a week.
Yeah, I looked that up.
And then... It resulted in an amazing fucking match.
It was a good match. Very good.
I think it was like opening a Royal Rumble last year?
I don't remember, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it was last year, not this year.
But they screwed it up. They screwed it up royally.
They don't have patience.
No.
Yeah.
That's probably their biggest problem right now. There's no patience.
But, okay, so going back to my point about how he doesn't have anyone to compete with on a promo level, you look at Jericho and Rock.
Jericho's best.
Right.
Jericho is the best wrestler of all time. I will say that.
What about Becky Lynch, though?
Fuck Becky Lynch. Jericho. I will end my Jericho segment.
I don't argue against Jericho. I love Jericho. There's nothing wrong with saying Jericho is the best.
He's kind of a caricature of himself right now, but he's great. Continue down.
Sorry. Oh, by the way, he has a fall tour. I'm sure you already know that.
Of course. Jericho's the best.
But, like, the two of them can talk smack at each other, and it built something. So the way Bray Wyatt does his promos, or does his, you know, any form of way of, like, harassing someone, like, off the screen, on screen, it always ends up making his opponent look really weak. Like, the way Roman Reigns runs backstage and, like, desperately looks for, but it doesn't put them on an evil fighting ground. And then we've been over this with gimmicks. You don't have... Like, The Undertaker wouldn't work in the modern-day WWE. It's too cartoony. So for Bray Wyatt to be at that level, and no one has a gimmick that could match with him, it's almost like...
I think Bray and once
disadvantage for him to be.
I think once Dolph Ziggler comes back, I think they should do stuff.
I hope.
I think.
I don't mind any of that. The problem with Bray, I love Bray. I think he's great. His promo style doesn't have a way for someone to promo back at him.
It's not. It doesn't allow a good back and forth right now because it's just big old Titantron.
Exactly.
Bray Wyatt. And then ends in a...
The closest thing I... The closest thing I saw to it was Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose tried to do that thing when they were on the screen. And it's like, how do I like my costume?
That was good.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
I did like that.
but a little bit of sugar. I like my beer.
Ice cold.
Boom. Yeah, that was good.
No, like the push of Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns as the bros is saved Roman Reigns' career.
Who wins this match?
Dean and Roman.
Probably.
Luke Harper beat Dean Ambrose at a...
Unless...
Let's not smart mark it up right now. But I think the Wyatt family wins with some kind of interference.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, by like Aaron from...
I think Roman's not ready. No, I think it'd be someone else.
It'd be someone else. Oh, okay. The fourth...
I just don't know.
Daniel Bryan.
I know you're going to hate me for saying this.
Go for it. But
the idea of them removing Sting...
Oh, God, no.
No.
No. So they
remove... No. Don't you...
So they remove Sting because they didn't want to...
They didn't want a 65-year-old man to die on stage. You saw WrestleMania.
Yeah, it was... Yeah. It better not be Sting.
No, it won't be Sting. I'm just saying they took Sting out from the rumor. It was because they had Brock Lesnar go against the Taker. So that's actually... a reason they took off Sting, because they assumed it might bring in, for whatever reason, steal the spotlight from the main event.
Okay. They thought Sting would steal the spotlight. Yeah.
Sting is he's a WCW legend.
With a baseball bat.
And a TNA legend. He's the first person to be
talk about TNA anymore.
Yeah, you keep... Why do you know so much about TNA?
I used to.
Stop talking about TNA. As much as I would love to, but no. So, you think the Ambrose family wins? I think the Wyatt family wins.
Now that
you mentioned the interference thing. Yeah.
I want Shield, but Wyatt will win.
They're not the Shield. Much. Shield's gone. Shield is dead.
Don't ever talk about the Shield.
Let the Shield die, because like... That was, you know, respect for how they actually did that. That was good.
Like, they turned Rollins into a star.
Yeah. Thank you. Because Rollins is the best. you can't see me. Now that you mentioned the interference thing, I think now I'm thinking of, is it going to be outside interference? Would it be...
Something.
Now
would it be like Luke fucking with something?
Do they want to repeat the Luke thing? Because Luke Harper came out.
Yeah, but that was a singles match.
Yeah. Still.
They're heels.
Yeah.
We still have things to happen.
Yeah.
Next match. Ryback, the champion, versus The Big Show, versus one of my pretty favorite guys.
If I want someone to fucking
win, I don't know why, but
it would be The Miz.
Yeah, I don't even think we need to talk about it. We all want The Miz to win.
Yeah, I want The Miz to win.
I think this match is going to be terrible.
I think so, too. Yeah.
And I want The Miz to win, but you probably won't.
Ryback's over.
I think The Miz will try his damnedest to make this match good.
I
think Ryback and Big Show are going to try their damnedest to make this match bad.
So, no matter how the match is going to play out, I really just want them to not fuck up The Miz. The
Miz is already fucked up.
But
he made an event in WrestleMania, what, 6 years, four years ago?
What year was that? 2011?
Four years ago. He fucking flipped the thing around.
Yeah. He got the M backwards. Backwards.
He's on Miz TV now. I think I want him to wrestle, but, you know.
Miz will be a great manager one day.
Yeah.
Let's leave it at that. Miz, I hope you win. Ryback will win.
Remember when Ryback said he shell-shocked the staph infection? That was great.
Remember when Ryback said, like, air Ryback or some dumb shit like that?
He just recalls him. He's like, that's...
He called himself Flyback.
Flyback. He was like, that staph infection got shell-shot by the big guy. he talks like he has like a cobweb in his throat.
The big guy.
Big guy.
You mean Skip Sheffield?
Oh, yeah. We said we're not talking about the Nexus anymore.
Was he part? Yeah, he is.
He was part of the Nexus.
So... I think this will not close the show, even though it's the championship match. But John Cena, the WWE US champion, versus Seth Rollins.
My boy.
WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
Of the world.
Yes. Of the world.
Of the world, yes. Title for title.
Title for title.
I think this will be a good match.
Should we just first talk about the t-shirt thing?
It'll be a good match. You can't see me.
Not that t-shirt.
Not that t-shirt.
15 times.
Oh,
well, that's being real smart, Mark, right now, but yeah.
Yeah, so the...
WWE shop.
Yeah, WWE shop discontinued my shirt.
The champ is here.
The champ is here with the U.S. belt crudely placed on it.
Fanny pack.
Yeah. And now they have a shirt that says John Cena 15 times U.S. champ.
With a giant ass.
World champ.
Sorry.
And keep in mind, John Cena is already the 15-time world champion.
Yeah.
Which I guess the discussion we had before this made us think John Cena is going to lose. Because he doesn't have a t-shirt that has the U.S. title on it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making a shirt with 15 times already on it. So that means he's probably not going to win his 16th time. That's all, I think, logical. I hope we're right, because I want Rollins to win. I think we all want Rollins to win.
I
want
to see what Cena's like without a belt. What does Cena do without a belt for a while?
Yeah. Does he continue going after the world belt? Or does he fall into another program with someone else?
I think they should just make this Cena open challenge thing just like a segment.
Just
no belt. No belt. Just fight me.
Fight me.
Fight me 15-time U.S. champ.
World champ.
I mean,
world champ. Fight. Come out and fight me. If you can beat me, the way you go.
I mean, they can keep.
He doesn't need a belt anymore.
No.
Yeah,
he's had it 15 times.
One more time, he ties Flair. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I was about to say that's fucked up, but I don't know. John Cena.
Charlotte would probably come up and bitch slap shit up.
Ooh, yeah.
Anyway, to bring Charlotte into this thing.
Charlotte just imagining Charlotte figurating John Cena's little chicken legs. Oh, man.
No. So, this is going to be a good match. It's going to be better than.
So, anything with Seth Rollins in it is a good match.
And Cena usually elevates when he fights guys of that caliber.
Yeah.
Be a very good match.
Yeah, I was going to say they could bring back his. It's not really a gimmick. Curb stomp? More like a.
Don't stop.
Don't even.
RIP, yeah. Curb stomp.
Man.
Pedigree sucks with Rollins.
It's terrible. I remember he just.
What if he goes to the Pepsi plunge?
The Pepsi.
Pepsi plunge.
Yeah. Anything with CM Punk's reference will not happen again.
Yeah.
Well,
even AJ Lee.
What makes me wonder, Hideo and GTS. Think it's going to happen?
I think it has to eventually. They tease it so much.
They've done it.
Yeah, they've done it on a live event that wasn't televised.
So.
But yeah, anyways. We all agree.
I
Rollins
to win. I think Rollins wins.
So do I. I think he...
It does more for Rollins.
I think no matter what, Rollins comes out with the belt. I want Rollins to win.
I hope it's not a disqualification when they both keep it.
That's what I think it's.
I really want Cena to not have a belt.
Yeah.
Not because like I hate John Cena. I just want to see what he can do. I know I can't see him or anything, but I want to see like what he's got. Yeah.
I also really want to see how Seth Rollins would promote two belts.
Yeah. He'll be
because he's going to
be
the sleaziest.
Oh, man.
White. Oh, it'd be great.
What if he gets like all three? Beats Ryback.
Ryback, I want that belt now.
I remember the first person I ever see with three belts coming out on the show was D'Lo Brown, way back.
What?
Yeah, he had three belts.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Rollins.
Yeah.
Should be a good match.
And what seems to be closing the show, because they've been hyping this.
I've turned on this.
Really?
I was you all saw me when Undertaker came out.
Yes.
I was like screaming. That was cool. Now it just feels so cheap.
Well, it's Brock Lesnar.
You didn't say it right.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is
Brock Lesnar
versus The Undertaker.
Where's Paul Bearer?
Paul Bearer died.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying we should get him to do the...
R.I.P. Paul Bearer, what's wrong with you? I don't... This match... A lot of people are forgetting. Their WrestleMania match wasn't good.
No, it wasn't.
You know,
it also wasn't good because Undertaker got concussed like 5 minutes in.
And that's what we're hoping. That's why it wasn't good.
Yeah. He was fine against Bray.
Yeah.
Like that
it
was.
Wasn't, it
he
wasn't.
He looked old.
Yeah. He looked old trying to do those tombstones. Especially that first one.
Even old school was weird when he did it.
He's just an old dude. So. Old man Undertaker.
Like, I don't know how this match ends.
I feel, as much as I don't want this to happen, I feel like Undertaker wins and the rubber matches at WrestleMania next year.
No.
And I don't want that to happen, but it'll be Undertaker Swans. The only, my only problem with that theory is that it is in Texas, Taker's home state. Yeah. He can't lose his last match, right?
So he's going to beat...
He can't...
Can Shawn Michaels still wrestle?
Well, he's like legit retired. Yeah. He can still wrestle, but he won't.
He doesn't want to.
Because the last few weeks I've been really wanting a Shawn Michaels Undertaker wrestling.
Both matches are great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think the second one is my favorite match ever.
Wow. That's high praise.
Like, it was perfect.
It's a great match. Great match.
Like, it doesn't get better.
I think it was only after he fought Triple H, the second one. That was when he kind of lost it.
That was when Undertaker started, like, getting old. Yeah, okay. So that was 2010?
I think that was good, too. I think the Punk match. The
Punk match was amazing.
You thought so?
I think...
Undertaker Punk. That was good.
Wait, which... Because didn't it happen more than once?
No, that was WrestleMania. Was once. I thought it was okay.
It was Shawn Michaels.
Punk had long hair, right?
No.
No.
Which one? I just watched the one with Punk with long hair. Not WrestleMania.
No, you're thinking Summer of Punk.
No.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. He had the world belt at the time. And when... Yeah, I know what you're talking
he
about.
He lost the belt on... Hell in a Cell. It was Hell in a Cell.
It was a while
never
ago.
Mind. Yeah.
But yeah, the Punk...
I like that match.
Punk Undertaker WrestleMania wasn't that good.
I thought that was like the...
I thought that was the decline.
I thought that was like the match of the show, though.
No.
I remember thinking that like when I watched it, which was probably like 8 months ago or something. Mm-hmm. But I can't remember who else was in that. What WrestleMania was that?
I think
it was probably
2013.
It was before Brock.
So that was 29. Yeah, because Brock was 30. I think it's 29.
Yeah, it's the New York one.
Yeah. I thought that was a fine match.
It was fine. It wasn't great.
I remember liking that match the most out of all of them that night.
No, the Shield match. Oh no, the Shield wasn't a good match. I just like the Shield.
Yeah, everyone likes the Shield.
Which is the one with Shield versus Evolution?
That was
Extreme Rules.
I think it was.
Let's see.
Because then the Shield blew up on Raw after the pay per view. Yeah. I think it was Extreme Rules.
Triple H, Brock Lesnar was alright. Yeah, that was Undertaker, CM Punk, Cena, Rock. That was the card.
Yeah.
Basically.
So, I don't think this is going to be a good match.
I don't think so, neither. It's going to be built up. It has been built up to all
it's,
shit.
Well, so it's just a terrible pairing because it's Brock, whose specialty is throwing people around the ring.
You can't do that.
You can't do that to... How old's Undertaker?
50.
50-something?
50.
No, it's just 50 flat? Yeah. Okay.
You're thinking Sting, who's 50 gone.
I think if he throws Undertaker around like that, he'll kill him.
Yeah.
Like, no joke. He'll break something in his back.
So that's why I think Taker wins this. I think Taker dominates this.
No.
I think, yeah.
You can't lose that power that Brock has right now.
You can't. The beast.
He can get it back real quick.
Well, so the next night in a row, he just goes crazy and destroys everybody.
He breaks three cars. I just think they can't do crazy things to Undertaker. And that's what Brock Lesnar do. Brock Lesnar throws you across the ring at least 10 times. There will not be an F5.
Well, he F5 three times last one.
Yeah, how'd that go?
So,
yeah, it's a weird match that they put together. I get why you're doing it, because it is super hype.
It's free hype.
Yeah.
I think that's why I've kind of like declined on my interest and excitement. Also with like the slow realization of this isn't going to be good.
Yeah.
This is going to be like watching Sting again. Which is sad to say, like, I don't want to see Taker be like have like a disappointing last year. But when you're this old, like Ric Flair had a nice going away, but that wasn't necessarily because the match was good. It was the ending.
It was a good match. It wasn't great, but it was a good match.
It was the ending that makes that match what it is.
Sorry, I love you.
Yeah.
Boom.
And spoilers. But you know, there's not going to be that moment between Brock and Undertaker.
I'm sorry, I love you.
Okay, now I want that. Now that would be
that'd be fantastic.
But yeah, I think Taker wins. I think Taker wins, and then they probably do that bounce back at WrestleMania. No. But I don't want that to be Taker's last match.
Neither do I.
Because the Brock fight is like a smudge on Taker's career, and it can never be unsmudged.
So, the other thing that's kind of interesting is a lot of people are talking about how this match is basically Taker's second last match.
Yeah.
Yeah, this and then the WrestleMania next year.
But what if it's not?
Then he dies. Then we have a dead body to deal with.
Yeah, but he gets called out, and it's like, well, I don't care if it's some... Maybe it's just fucking Paul Heyman's such a good fucking promo. Just, I don't care if it's Hell in the Cell, if it's not a champion, it's fucking SummerSlam, you get your fucking match. And I mean, believe that was actually a thing.
Maybe he comes back more, I don't know. I don't think so. He looked better this WrestleMania, but then seeing him try to tombstone Brock was not pretty.
He looked old that day. Next day on Raw, he looked better.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he got better sleep.
Did you think he would have come back if he wasn't feeling up for it?
No, he's up for it. I think he wants to prove a point not only to himself, but to everybody, that he can still do it.
What if he's fucking wrong?
It might be.
He totally could be.
Yeah
totally.
There's a fair chance he is.
Yeah.
If he kicks on F5 wrong.
Yeah. So. Like, no joke, this might be his last match if something goes wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll see. I want Brock to win. I don't think he will.
I don't think I will ever see a Twitter explosion as hard as I saw
after
Undertaker lost.
That was crazy. Did we watch that together?
No, I don't. Did I live? Yeah, I lived here. Because it was 30, so that was 2014. We didn't watch it together, though.
We watched last year's, for sure.
Yeah.
This year's. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It hasn't been that long. It's only been, 4 months.
Yeah.
I got into wrestling because of NXT, and so the first NXT I watched...
God, I'm so scared for NXT.
...was,
NXT would be fun.
Will it?
Yeah.
Enzo Amore carry us home.
Was when Charlotte defended the belt against Sasha Banks. Right, so it was the one before Sasha won the belt.
That was a good match, too.
Oh.
You know why? Because the boss, Sasha Banks.
So we can wrap this up.
Yeah.
Who do you think for this last one? I got one more question.
Taker wins. I want Brock to win because I think it makes more sense. Taker wins. There'll be a rubber match at one point. I hope it's not WrestleMania, but it will be.
I don't know if it does make more sense. This is such like a 50-50 point.
Yes, this is like more up in the air. Yeah. This is just what I'm. This is more up in the air than all the other matches, in my opinion.
What
if they bury Taker here? And, proves that Brock is this much better.
I think it's going to be
they build up Brock this much, and then Taker can beat him, and that is Taker, as Dow said. Taker still got it.
I wonder if there's going to be a stipulation. Because...
Brock can't use his arms?
It's next week.
Yeah.
Unless it's on... I guess it could happen on Raw.
It should be like... Either like a no disqualification, a bury alive match, or
it's not gonna be no super gimmick. If anything, maybe no disqualification. It won't be a mystical gimmick.
No. Yeah, I think Taker wins. Dow?
I really don't fucking know.
Just pick one, and then I got one question for you guys.
I want to say Taker.
Okay, we win. Suck it. and then, after all this wrestling talk, if there is one match that people should go watch from this year, what is it?
One.
Of all this year?
Yeah.
That's really fun.
NXT or WWE? Because
I was just about to say it's probably NXT.
I know mine.
I know yours.
Yeah.
You're going to say the Fatal 4-Way.
Yeah.
Four
Horsemen and Fatal 4-Way.
Yes. So, Gabe's choice is NXT TakeOver, Fatal 4-Way... The Fatal 4-Way with Bailey,
Charlotte, Becky Lynch, and Sasha Banks.
Yes.
That's when Becky Lynch breaks off from Sasha Banks, and it's pretty great when that happens. It's when Becky and Sasha both throw Charlotte into the side of the screen, and they pretend that it broke. Which is, and then it just starts working.
You know why that match is great? Sasha Banks wins the women's championship.
Which has led to very good things.
Yes.
But it was also like, hey, Becky Lynch is here.
Yeah, that is true.
That was like the Becky Lynch breakout.
Yeah. I
just think of like things changing in WWE, the four horsewomen are like the things to pay attention to in terms of things getting different. And that is a match that can show you why each one of them is great.
Yeah. That's good. You go.
For the sake of being different, I guess, but kind of similar. Elimination Chamber, Kevin Owens, John Cena.
I was going to say that.
When you said kind of similar, I was like, are you going to say Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks? Because that's my number two. Oh my God.
So the first match they had, Owens wins?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So Elimination Chamber this year, Kevin Owens, John Cena. That is a great match. I was going to say that.
Like, I was watching on my laptop, and I literally, like, threw my laptop onto the floor.
Yeah, that was nuts.
that was a really, really good match.
I think I was texting you, and you were like, I'm not watching it yet.
No, we were.
We were all watching.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was the later match at Elimination Chamber they had. But yeah, so.
Jeez. You guys kind of took two of my big ones.
Yeah, I was going to. That was my big one, too.
You kind of took
John Cena, Sami Zayn.
No.
Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens.
Well, that was this year. Sami Zayn hasn't done anything.
Except almost die.
Yeah, he's been destroyed by Kevin Owens.
I know what Sergio's match of the year is. Mm. Chris Jericho versus Neville.
No, I called that it was going to be the best match. I really think that was the best match on the show. I think it was better than Finn Balor Owens.
Yeah.
It was close. I think that was a better match.
Yeah, that was the best match of the show. Fuck. Jericho still got it.
Damn right he does. Fuck, that's a really good question. You guys kind of
you can say one.
No, but I kind of want to give variety here.
I actually went the easy way out. I only had those two.
The Elimination Chamber Fatal 4-Way was pretty good.
What was that?
It was the X-Shield.
Oh, I know mine.
X-Shield.
I know mine. Royal Rumble this year. Seth Rollins, John Cena, and I believe it was Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, it was Brock.
That match.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, yes. That's a good one.
That's my... If you're going to watch three matches this year,
those are three pretty good ones.
Yes. So it starts Royal Rumble this year, main event, Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins, John Cena. We have Fatal 4-Way Takeover with Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks, Charlotte, and Bailey. And Elimination Chamber, John Cena versus
Kevin Owens. Yeah.
There's a common theme with two of them. John Cena's in two of them.
NXT is in two of them.
John Cena, best wrestler ever lived.
John Cena's... If you don't have respect for John Cena after this year, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Because he's pretty fantastic.
Did you see the rise of John Cena?
The what?
The rise of John Cena. Who his first two rivals were.
It was Kurt Angle.
And then Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I remember the Kurt Angle thing.
And then Eddie Guerrero, and then Edge, and then Randy Orton, and then CM Punk.
We're going off on a tangent.
He's pretty crazy.
Yeah, John Cena's great. Hate to say that. I don't think I just said that. Holy shit, I just said John Cena's great.
He is great. Two podcasts ago, I said Titan Master Race for Destiny. Because
it is.
This is a podcast where everything goes wrong.
John Cena is... He's like...
He's something.
Especially this year when he's trying to push up people. Yeah. Like, he pushed... Unfortunately, Sami Zayn got hurt, but he pushed up Sami Zayn.
Would things have been different?
Kevin Owens is, like, what he is right now because he fought John Cena. Yes. And as much as I hate the Super Cena thing, now whenever Cena loses, it's a big fucking deal. Yeah. The Cena-Rusev thing, though, fucking garbage. All of that... can get thrown out the door.
Not for nothing. I'm pretty proud of those three matches we said.
Yeah.
For this year.
I think those are...
Go watch those
matches. It also kind of proved how much fucking wrestling we've been watching in the past year.
A lot. Even SmackDown.
I don't believe you are. I don't even watch SmackDown.
I skim it.
I have it on in the background to see if anything happens. Nothing ever does, but
there are a couple.
Now, those three matches, those are my, that's a WWE matches. There's a lot of other matches out there, but we're going to keep that to WWE. Yeah. The other ones will be too obscure.
Not available on the WWE Network. Go to www.network.com/GameOverNation for your free trial.
Just try to get that sponsorship.
I'm going to type that in after I hit stop recording. All right, well, thanks for listening, everybody. The longest podcast we've had in weeks is about wrestling and not video games, so I hope you enjoyed that.
Woo!
Woo-woo! We'll probably record another podcast about wrestling in the future. I don't doubt it.
Let us know if you like it.
Yeah. Word.
Later.
See you.